Thank you for leading that song. I love that song. That's a wonderful song. That song is so fantastic about our togetherness in Jesus. And God does dwell in the presence of His people. So you are in a special place here today, because when we come together in the name of Jesus Christ, we gather in His midst. He is here. He's here among us. And we've come to give Him our praise and worship. I hope you're doing good. It's good to see you this morning. We do, as was already mentioned, we're in the middle of fall breaks. And because of those fall breaks, we've got people traveling everywhere. And so people that are normally here are not here. They're on vacation. But we also have some visitors that are here with us today. And maybe you're traveling to come to the mountains. And we're happy that you're here. And if we've not yet met you, then please hang around and let us meet you. If I didn't get to meet you, please come by and see me at the end of the service in the foyer. I'd love to meet you as you leave today. So we're in a series this morning that has been meeting kind of in between. These lessons have been, I've been bringing them between the lessons during our small groups. This series is called Communication Skills: Breathe New Life into Your Relationships by Eliminating Conversation Killers. And this is part number 3. I'm going to do a little bit of review to bring us up to speed, but this is part 3 in the series. And I think the best way to introduce what I want to share with you today to get going is with this. I heard the story about a man and his wife who went to a party. And there was some conversation that was happening during the party about marriage. And somehow, in the midst of that conversation, somebody brought up marriage counseling, to which the husband replied, "Oh, we would never need marriage counseling." He said, "My wife and I, we have a great relationship. You see, she was a communications major in college, and I majored in theater arts. So she knows how to communicate really well, and I know how to pretend like I'm listening. I'll tell you, you don't need a degree in communications from college to be able to learn to communicate well. There's some simple skills, some simple techniques that we can implement into our lives to help our relationships in the way that we communicate." And I would say that pretending to listen is not a good strategy. There are some better strategies. Now, we've been looking at some of those in this series. This is part 3. I've entitled Express Yourself. But let me just kind of bring us up to speed a little bit as far as the series goes. The main idea that I'm trying to communicate in the series for you this during this series of lessons is this theory that we all could do probably a little better in our relationships. And if you want to have the best relationships possible, probably the premier thing that you could work on is the way that you communicate. If you communicate better in your relationships, then as a result, your relationships will get better. All of us like to think we know how to communicate well, but probably everybody in this room could stand to improve in the way that you communicate. So I'm trying to challenge all of us in this series to kind of look at ourselves in the way that we communicate to one another and try to sharpen those skills a bit. The goal of communication really has to do with understanding. We want to learn to be able to understand one another better when we communicate. We want to be understood, and we want the other person to understand us. We want to understand the person we're communicating with. So the goal of communication is to understand and to be understood. And we've looked at 2 skills so far. The first good skill of communication starts with creating a safe atmosphere. If we can create a safe and inviting, warm atmosphere, then it's going to increase the likelihood that the person you're in a relationship with is going to feel comfortable to really open up and share what they really think. And so we have to learn to be able to disarm people in our communication with individuals and create a safe place where people feel free to express themselves. But then the second skill that we've been looking at is in the last lesson was the skill of active listening, showing genuine interest in the person that is speaking with you by listening completely to what they have to say. This is a crucial skill for good communication. And if you didn't hear that lesson, I encourage you to go on our website and listen to our podcast and go back in the series and hear both of those first two parts of the series. In the last lesson, I gave you this slide, which indicates this cycle of understanding. If you want to understand someone well, it includes two key components. First, actively listening to the other person, which is what we explored in the last lesson. And then today, the idea of being assertive. And that's what we want to explore. What does it mean to be assertive? What is assertiveness? Assertiveness is the ability to be able to express your feelings to another person and ask for what you would like from that relationship. So, being able to communicate clearly means that I am able to articulate to you and express to you in a very direct way what I'm feeling. Now, here's the truth of the matter when it comes to active listening and assertiveness. These are two key components, and a relationship will work better if both people are practicing those skills at an optimum level. But the truth is, each one of us is probably stronger in one of those areas than we are the other. Some people have a much easier time listening, being quiet and really hearing what the other person has to say. But they have a difficult time being assertive and really expressing themselves in what their heart's desire is and what they feel. On the other hand, some of us have no problem being assertive, but the challenge for us is really listening. And so probably you can identify in your life, not in somebody else's, but in your life, which one of these that probably you need to spend a little bit more time on sharpening in your life. Is it active listening for you that you need to focus on? Or is it being a little more assertive to express yourself? Now, the problem with assertiveness is a lot of us think we understand what assertiveness is, but we really misdefine it for something else. Is it just me, or is that making a lot of racket in the PA system? Are you hearing that? I'm going to have to, let me move to over here. Can I move to this? Can you turn this mic on? I can't even think about what I'm saying when I'm hearing all that background noise. So am I coming through there? Okay. So what does it mean to be an assertive person? What is assertiveness? So let's explore that for just a moment. First of all, the Bible will give us several passages throughout Scripture that emphasize the importance of you being able to articulate what you think and what you feel, and to not be timid about doing so. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7 says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power and love and self-control." So Paul is telling Timothy, someone that had a tendency to be a little bit more passive in the way that he communicates, to be a little bit more direct, a little more assertive, to not be timid, to not feel ashamed, to say directly what needs to be said. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13 from the New Living Translation says, "Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." So the Bible is encouraging you to be a strong person who can be assertive to articulate and express what you think and feel. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." So the Bible is commending this idea of being forthright and being courageous in the way that we express ourselves. Matthew 5:37, Jesus puts it rather directly. "All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." So Jesus is clear that we should not feel ashamed to be able to articulate clearly what we feel in a situation by just giving a plain, "Yes, I can do that," or "No, I cannot do that." Some of us have a difficult time being assertive and saying no to things. Jesus commends that behavior to you and me. And perhaps maybe the most insightful, when you really stop and think about it, passage around this topic is Matthew 5:39, where Jesus says, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also." Now, you got to really stop and think about this, because first of all, Jesus is discouraging being an aggressive person. So if someone attacks me, I'm not to return in kind. I'm not to attack them in response. But you might think he's encouraging a passivity, but he's not saying just lay there and take it. He's saying be assertive. and respond. When someone slaps you on the right cheek, you're kind of making a statement of defiance of what they've done, but not lashing out by simply turning the other cheek to them. So it's neither an aggressive stance nor is it a passive stance, but instead it's more of an assertive stance where you're standing for yourself, but kind of shaming the other person for the misbehavior that they've done by turning the other cheek to them. And so this is more of an assertive kind of stance. Now, I've developed this chart to kind of help us understand the difference here, because a lot of misunderstandings happen about what it means to be assertive because we cast it in the light of either aggressiveness or passivity. So let's look at each one of these. First of all, what is an aggressive response in communication? An aggressive person is going to just really tell you what they think and basically kind of run over you with the way they talk. And they're going to say, "This is the way we should do something. End of discussion." The passive person has a hard time really even expressing what they feel, so they just kind of go along to get along. And they really kind of remove themselves from really kind of having an opinion. They do have an opinion, but they don't feel confident enough to express it. So they just kind of go along and say, "Well, whatever you want to do, I don't mind." That's the passive person. Assertive is somewhere in the middle where the person says, "Well, I can see what you're saying, and I respect that, and I validate your feelings, but here's how I feel." That's the more assertive way to communicate. The aggressive person really is disrespecting other people by trying to run over them with the way they think or their feelings. They're always very eager to tell you what they feel and very slow to even accept any kind of divergent viewpoint or listen to what anybody else has to say. They disrespect others. But a passive person really disrespects themselves by not really sharing what they think. And so right in between is a person that's assertive, who both protects the other person they're talking to in their viewpoint, but also respects the other person in their viewpoint, but also protects their own viewpoint as well. The aggressive person is one that's going to step on other people with their actions and words. The passive person essentially lets others step on them, but the assertive person is protecting both themselves and the other person. The aggressive individual is one that just simply wants to do what they want to do, end of discussion. The passive person just simply goes along and does with whatever everybody else in the group wants to do, whereas the assertive person kindly knows how to express themselves. The aggressive person tends to overblow issues, make issues much bigger than they really are, whereas the passive person always is de-emphasizing and minimizing the topic. The assertive person knows how to deal with issues that need to be dealt with, neither ignoring them nor overblowing them. The aggressive person is a very dominant personality who really kind of is overbearing with the way they communicate. But instead, the passive person on the opposite extreme wants to avoid conflict at all cost, and therefore just doesn't even want to bring up what they feel if they think they're going to get any pushback at all. But the assertive person is one that maintains their position, but while being respectful of other people's viewpoint and wants to take decisive action. The aggressive person is one that really is characterized by an arrogant attitude, whereas a passive person is very insecure in themselves. And really, an assertive standpoint is one that is a person that has a healthy self-esteem. An aggressive person is always trying to control other people around them. A passive person is being controlled by others around them. And an assertive person is one who knows, you know what, I can't control other people and I shouldn't try to control other people, but I can be in control of me. And I can respect other people, but then also kindly express how I feel. So assertiveness is right in the middle. And the problem comes because we kind of get these confused. But I think this is a key slide. Because assertive people, in a nutshell, this is what it boils down to. An assertive person knows how to ask for what they want without demanding it and without infringing the rights of other people. You see, the aggressive person is always infringing on others. The passive person never really says what they think. But the assertive person knows how to articulate what they feel confidently without running over or disrespecting the person that they're talking to. But the problem comes in with either mixing two of these or confusing two of these. So let's look first at the confusion that comes in whenever we try to confuse being assertive with being aggressive. I have yet to meet a person, myself included, that doesn't demonstrate aggressive tendencies that will dismiss it and say, no, I'm not aggressive, I'm just assertive. And so they justify, an aggressive person will justify their aggressive communication style or aggressive behavior by simply saying, well, I'm just being assertive. But we need to really understand the difference between these two and not confuse them. An aggressive individual is one who really is, what they do is based on winning. You do what is in your own best interest, and you really have no regard for the rights, the needs, or the desires of other people around you. The person who is aggressive is essentially functioning like a bully, always bulldozing their opinions, always have to speak their mind, can never let anything go without voicing their opinion, and they want to really just kind of dominate and let their voice be heard. It's very aggressive, and they've got to have the loudest voice in the room. They've got to be a winner. But the assertive person is the person really that is basing the way they communicate on more of a balance, and that is, the assertive individual knows how to be forthright about your wants, about your desires, about your needs, but while being forthright about it, is very respectful of the rights, the needs, and the wants of other people. The assertive person is not a bully. The assertive person is being fair, validating the individual they're speaking with, while also protecting their own viewpoint as well. So we must not confuse assertiveness with aggression. But then also we must not mix two of these. And this is what happens quite often. And I will tell you that I think in Southern culture, in the South, born, raised, lived all my life in the South, and I'll tell you, Southern culture, we have a problem with passive-aggressive behavior. And what that means is that we want to put on a show like we're being very respectful and very kind and very appropriate on the outside, but behind the mask of kindness and respect, we end up kind of doing something else behind the scenes. This is a passive-aggressive type of person. Let me explain. A passive-aggressive individual is a person who really doesn't know how or can't or want really speak honestly about the way they feel. They either feel like they can't voice how they feel, or they just refuse to, or don't know how, or whatever. So they really never say what they think or what they feel. But they feel very strongly, but they don't know how to get it out there. And so in order to get their way, they can't communicate it or express it. So therefore, they start doing things that are kind of tricky, kind of behind the scenes. Things like purposefully kind of ignoring people or excluding others in relationship. And you're left wondering, what happened in this relationship? They never said anything. I don't know that there's any problem. But all of a sudden, there's a person that for 6 months just completely is walking the other way and won't acknowledge you. Passive aggressive. Or they do small things behind the scenes to always try to get the upper hand over you. Because they can't or won't really just speak what they feel, communicate what they feel, so they feel like they have to do things kind of by subterfuge and kind of gain the upper hand. And then sometimes people that are passive aggressive will do things that seem like they're being very kind to you, but while they're giving you a hug, they're stabbing you in the back. Passive aggressive type of behavior. So we must not confuse, nor must we mix the two, but instead, assertiveness is between aggression and passivity. And it's a much more healthy way to communicate. And let me give you some tips as we kind of get very practical. Learning to express yourself, really, one of the best tips that I think you and I can incorporate in the way we communicate with each other is to try, whenever we're wanting to express how we feel to another individual, eliminate you from our language and use I or me statements, because you're trying to say, here's how I feel. Let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, that you're having a conversation with your spouse. Here would be a statement that you probably not want to use. You wouldn't want to use you statements. You wouldn't want to say something like this. We always do what you want to do for vacation. You feel how that comes across? Comes across pretty aggressive, doesn't it? I got a feeling you're not going to be able to resolve that conflict or come to any kind of real good decision that both people feel good about if you start a conversation saying, you. We always do what you want to do. That's more aggressive. The passive approach would be something like this. It would be something like, well, we can just do whatever you want to do. Even though deep down you really don't want to do that. But you just won't say it. You're going to be passive. Well, we'll just do whatever you want to do. An assertive approach will use I or me statements, not you statements, and will say something like this. Well, I want to go to the beach next winter. But I know that you like to go skiing. Do you see how that statement is being assertive to express the way you feel, but not being so overbearing that it's got to be my way? Instead, you're validating and recognizing how the other person feels as well and being respectful of it. So I think one of the first tips of learning to be assertive is to try to eliminate you from your vocabulary when you're trying to express yourself and use more like I and me statements. So let me give you a few other tips about how to be assertive. First of all, just stating the facts. Here's the fact. Articulate, here's the situation. Here's what's going on. Here's how I feel. Learn to be able to ask for what you want in the situation, or learn to say no clearly. This is a skill, if you want to better your relationships, all of us have to learn how to do better. And some of us really struggle with this. Is learn to be able to say, no, I really don't want to do that. Or I don't like that. We've got to be able to be assertive to clearly say that and ask for what we want and articulate it. And then stay focused and maintain your position. You see, some people will try to be assertive. They'll make a stab at it and they'll kind of say, well, here's how I feel. And then when they get any pushback at all, then they retreat completely and say, oh, okay, well, never mind. Well, that's not being assertive if you've completely just given up how you feel when you get any pushback. You've got to be able to say, no, here's how I feel, here's how I think, I understand how you feel. And no matter what is said, you maintain your position if that's how you genuinely feel. And then being able to learn to disagree with somebody respectfully without either belittling them for thinking the way they think or dismissing the way you think at all. No, don't dismiss what you want to say and don't belittle the other person, but be respectful of the other and protect your own feelings as well. I think really what it comes down to, and I've had to learn this really more and more through the years and a lot through just hard knocks, through bumping up against people in relationships. But I think one of the key tips is a phrase that you and I can learn that will help in relationships and being assertive. And that is, learn this phrase. If somebody says something or you're feeling a certain way that you know somebody's not going to like it when you share it, you can say, now, disclaimer, this may not be the reality of the situation. I'll admit that. This may not be the reality. But I need you to know how I feel. I need you to know how I feel. May I share with you how I feel about this? You see, this is more of an assertive approach where you're communicating and expressing yourself so that other people can understand clearly. Because again, the goal of communication is to understand and to be understood. And so by doing that, you can help yourself out a lot. Being assertive really boils down to this. When you're assertive, you are both showing respect for yourself and respect for other people at the same time. The aggressive person has lots of respect for themselves and almost no respect for others. The passive person has lots of respect for others, almost no respect for themselves. But the assertive individual elevates both of these as being very important, that I both respect you and your viewpoint and what you have to say, but I also want to express and I very much want to protect how I feel, and I need to have equal time as well to be able to express what I'm saying. And I think really all of that boils down to what Jesus would say whenever he would tell us that the two greatest commands of all, first of all, in your walk with God, is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But the second commandment is all about our relationships with one another, to love your neighbor
as yourself. If you don't love yourself, if you don't respect yourself, if you don't validate yourself, if you're not assertive with yourself and how you feel and what you think, how are you going to have anything of any inventory, emotional inventory within yourself to be able to really love other people? Jesus says the way that you love your neighbor is to love your neighbor the way that you love yourself. So one way that you can love your neighbor is by learning to better communicate and be assertive, respectful, and protective of what another is saying and what you want to communicate so that you can love your neighbor as yourself. It's all about respecting yourself and respecting others. So I hope that's a helpful tip along the way too as we think about communication skills. It's about expressing ourselves. Now, Jesus, here's what's really interesting. When it comes to our walk with God, there are some religions of the world that would paint God like an aggressive monster, hurling lightning bolts of wrath from the sky. And yet, when we see God revealed in Scripture and in the paramount way in which He is revealed in the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus does not position Himself as being an aggressive person. But neither is Jesus a passive individual who is just seemingly disinterested and doesn't know how to express Himself. Jesus is the Word of God become flesh by His very nature. And so you see Jesus demonstrating to you and me this middle ground of communicating with the human species in an assertive way. Not aggressive and not passive, but assertive. Being very respectful, but also being very clear about His will. And so we have to, I think, follow in His steps as well. Jesus came and He explained to us what we need to do to be in a right relationship with God. He has expressed Himself clearly. And the express will of God was made known when Jesus came and lived among us. He came and He died for you that you might be set free from your sin. And I would encourage you to respond to Him today if you're not a Christian in repentance and baptism, or maybe you need prayers of encouragement. If we can help you in any way, come to Jesus as we stand and as we sing.